The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. More than 1 billion people around the world have some sort of disability. Rong Shi of VOA's Mandarin Service toured an exhibit in New York City that showcases the latest gadgets and inventions designed to help those with a range of physical, sensory, or cognitive abilities lead more independent lives and engage more fully in the world. Faith Lapidus reports.
The Access Plus Ability exhibition at the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum in New York features more than 70 items developed for and in collaboration with disabled people. User requests for assistive devices that don't look like assistive devices have led to hearing aids designed as high fashion earrings. The Sound Shirt has 16 sensors woven into the fabric that convert music into vibrations. These prosthetic leg covers give amputees the ability to change their look the same way they change their clothes. And designers had end users in mind when they developed this wheelchair for people in developing countries.
It is less expensive, but it takes into account the very rough, irregular terrains that exist in many parts of the developing world. So maybe it's not a paved sidewalk or a paved road. It might be sand, it might be dirt, it might be mud. And so that's why the designer created a wheelchair with three wheels rather than four. Mm-hmm. Four wheels, it would have probably tipped over on some of these terrains, but this is much more stable. Mm-hmm. And the materials are available, readily available in the countries that they are distributed to, and they can be easily repaired.
Some of the items in the exhibit can be used by anyone, like these easy-to-grip measuring cups or this buttonless nice men's shirt.
You see that it's just attached by magnets.
Museum director Caroline Baumann says accessibility is part of Cooper Hewitt's DNA, and the exhibition is the physical representation of this philosophy.
To look at disability through new eyes right now and make it something that all leaders are thinking about. Certainly they should be leaders of whether it's a public institution or a private institution. We need to think about inclusivity. We need to think about accessibility.
Accessibility is a right, according to the exhibit's curator, and she says that means putting users, including those with disabilities, front and center throughout the entire design process. For reporter Rung Shu, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
For more, please visit our website. It's at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living.
That was a program from the Voice of America.